This is the Sakar Moli of 28th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to fill you all with treasures. You simply have to follow God's directions. Make effort well and claim the inheritance. Do not be defeated by Maya. Question. What are the main differences between God's directions, divine directions, and human directions? Answer. By following God's directions, you children return to your home, and you then claim a high status in the new world. By following divine directions, you remain constantly happy, because you also received those directions from the Father. At this time. However, you still continued to come down. Human directions make you unhappy. In order to follow God's directions, you first have to have full faith in the Father, the one who teaches you. Om Shanti. The Father has explained the meaning of, I, the soul, am an embodiment of peace. When you say Om Shanti, you souls remember your home. I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. Then, when the soul receives organs, he becomes talky. At first the organs are small and then they grow larger. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal. He needs a chariot in order to become talky. Just as you souls are originally residents of the land of peace, and when you come down here, you become talky. So the Father says, I also come into talky in order to give you this knowledge. The Father gives you his own introduction, and the introduction of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. This study is spiritual, whereas all other studies are physical. They consider themselves to be bodies. None of them would say, I, a soul, am listening through these ears. You children now understand that the Father is the purifier. He comes and explains how he comes. I do not enter a womb like you do. I enter this one. No question can arise about this. This one is my chariot, and he is also called the Mother. The biggest river is the Brahmaputra, and so this one is the biggest river. It is not a question of water. This is the most elevated river. It is the biggest river of this knowledge. Therefore the Father explains to you souls, I am your Father. I too speak just as you speak. My part is at the very end. When you become completely impure, I have to come in order to make you pure. Who makes Lakshmi and Narayan like this? You cannot say that it is anyone other than God. Only the unlimited Father makes you into the masters of heaven. The Father alone is the ocean of knowledge. He says, I am the living seed of the human world tree. I know its beginning, middle, and end. I am the truth and the living seed. The whole knowledge of this world tree is contained in me. This is called the world cycle and the drama. It continues to turn. Those limited dramas last for 2 hours, whereas the reel of this drama is 5,000 years. Whatever time passes, it continues to decrease from 5,000 years. You know that you were at first deities, and that you then gradually went into the warrior clan. All of these secrets are in your intellects. Therefore, you should continue to think about them. When we came down in the beginning to play our parts, we were deities, and we ruled for 1,250 years. Time continues to pass by. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. No one can think about anything that is hundreds of thousands of years. You children understand how you were those deities, and that year after year passed by, as you continued to play your parts, and how many years have now passed. Gradually, your happiness continued to decrease. Everything passes through the stages of Sato-Pradhan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Everything definitely becomes old. This is a matter of the unlimited. Let your intellects imbibe all of these aspects very well, and then explain them to others. Not everyone can be the same. They must surely explain in different ways. The easiest thing to explain is the cycle. The drama and the tree are two main pictures. It is called the Kalpa tree. No one knows what the duration of each cycle is. Human beings have many different opinions. One would say one thing and another would say something else. You have now understood the many different opinions of human beings, and you have also understood the direction of the one God. There is such a vast difference. By following God's directions, you will once again go to the new world. You will not be able to return there by following anyone else's directions, whether human directions or divine directions. Whilst following divine directions, you come down, because your degrees continue to decrease. You also come down whilst following devilish directions. However, there is happiness following divine directions, whereas there is sorrow in following the directions of human beings. Divine instructions are also given to you by the Father at this time. This is why you remain happy. The unlimited Father comes here from far away. People go abroad in order to earn an income. When they have accumulated a lot of money, they return. The Father says, "I also bring many treasures for you children, because I know that I had given you a great deal of wealth and that you lost it all. I only tell these things to you, the ones who lost the wealth, in a practical way. You remember the things of 5,000 years ago, do you not? You say, 'Yes, Baba, we met you 5,000 years ago, and you gave us the inheritance.' You are now aware that you definitely claimed the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Baba, we claimed the inheritance of the sovereignty of the new world from you. Okay, so make effort again. Do not say, 'Baba, an evil spirit of Maya has defeated me.' It is only after becoming body conscious that you are defeated by Maya. You become greedy, or you accept bribes. A desperate situation is a different matter. Baba knows that without becoming greedy, you cannot fill your stomach. It doesn't matter. you have to eat, but you must not become caught up in that. Otherwise, it will be you who has to experience sorrow. You acquire money and become happy, but if you are then caught by the police, you will have to go to jail. Do not act in such a way. I would not be responsible for you. When someone commits a crime, he has to go to jail. There are no jails, etc. there. Therefore, according to the Dharma plan, you will receive the inheritance for 21 births, as you did in the previous cycle. A whole kingdom is being created. There are wealthy subjects and poor subjects, but there is no sorrow there. The Father guarantees this. Not everyone can become the same. All types are needed in the Sun and Moon Dynasty kingdoms. You children know how the Father gives you the sovereignty of the world, and how you then come down. You remember this, do you not? You remember your studies at school, do you not? Here too, the Father reminds you that no one else in the entire world can teach you this spiritual study. Man Manabhav is also mentioned in the Gita. This is called the Great Mantra, the mantra that disciplines the mind. It is the mantra that enables you to conquer Maya. Those who conquer Maya conquer the world. It is the five vices that are called Maya. The picture of Ravan is absolutely clear. There are five vices in women and five vices in men. Through these you become like a donkey. That is why a donkey's head is shown for Ravan's head. You now understand that without this knowledge you too were like that. The Father sits here and teaches you in a very entertaining way. He is the supreme teacher. Whatever we learn from him, we then tell others. Firstly, you have to enable them to have faith in the one who is teaching you. Tell them, the Father has explained this to us. So now, whether you believe it or not is up to you. He is the unlimited Father. It is by following Srimad that you become elevated. Therefore, you will also definitely need an elevated new world. You now understand that you are sitting in a world of rubbish. No one else can understand this. There, in paradise, you remain constantly happy, whereas people here in hell are very unhappy. You can call it hell or the river of poison. This old world is dirty. You can now feel the contrast between the Golden Age, heaven, and the Iron Age, hell. Heaven is called the wonder of the world. The Silver Age is not called that. Some people are so happy living in this dirty world. A bumblebee buzzes around dirty insects and makes them become like herself. You were also lying in rubbish. I came and changed you from insects, that is, from Shudras into Brahmins, by buzzing this knowledge to you. You are now becoming those with a double crown, and so you should have so much happiness. You should also make full effort. The Unlimited Father gives you easy explanations. How Baba explains the truth touches your hearts. At this time, everyone is trapped in the bog of Maya. There is so much external show. Baba explains, I come and rescue you from that bog and take you to heaven. You have heard the name heaven. Heaven does not exist now. There are only pictures of it. The masters of heaven were so wealthy. On the path of devotion, although you went to a temple every day, you did not have this knowledge. You now understand that the original, eternal deity religion existed in Bharat. No one knows when it was their kingdom. Instead of calling it the deity religion, they call it the Hindu religion. In the beginning, the president of the Hindu Mahasabha came. He said, "We are vicious and devilish. How can we call ourselves deities?" We said, "Okay, come and we will explain to you that the deity religion is once again being established. We will make you into the masters of heaven. Sit and learn." He said, "Dadaji, I don't have the time." How could he become a deity if he didn't have the time? This is a study. It was not in that poor man's fortune. He died. It would not even be said that he will become a subject, no. He just came because he heard that the knowledge of how to become pure is given here. However, he cannot go to heaven. He will again go into the Hindu religion. You children understand that Maya is very powerful. She makes you make one mistake or another. If you perform any type of sin, you have to tell the Father about it with an honest heart. Sins continue to take place in the world of Ravan. They say, "We have been sinners for many births." Who says this? Souls say this in front of the Father or the images of the deities. You now feel that you truly were sinners for many births. You definitely were committing sin in the kingdom of Ravan. You are not able to speak of the sins of your many births, but you are able to speak of your sins of this birth. By telling Baba, you will become light. You have to tell the surgeon about your illness, that you beat so-and-so or that you stole something. You are not ashamed to relate these things, but you are ashamed to speak about lust. If you become too ashamed to speak to the surgeon, how would your illness be removed? Your consciences will continue to bite you, and you will not be able to remember the Father. By telling him the truth, you will be able to remember him. The Father says, "I, the surgeon, give you so much medicine that you will remain constantly pure." By telling the surgeon, you become light. Some take the initiative and write, "Baba, I have committed sins for many births." You become sinful souls in the world of sinful souls. The Father now says, "Children, you must no longer have any give and take with sinful souls. The true Satguru is the Father, the immortal image. He never enters the cycle of birth and death. Those people have given that throne the name, the immortal throne. But they don't understand the meaning of that." The Father has explained that this is the throne of the soul. Being here in the forehead feels right. A tilak is also applied here. Originally, a tilak of a small dot was applied. Each of you now has to apply a tilak on yourself. You have to continue to remember the Father. Those who do a great deal of service will become great emperors. You do not have to study any study of the old world in the new world. Therefore, you have to pay attention to such an elevated study. Even whilst sitting here, some of you keep your intellects in yoga very well, whereas others let their intellects yoga wander around. Some write that they had yoga for 10 minutes and some for 15 minutes. Those whose charts are good would have intoxication that they stayed in remembrance of Baba for this long. No one can write that he had yoga for more than 15 minutes. The intellect wanders here and there. If everyone were to have constant remembrance, they would all attain their karmatit stage. The Father explains so many sweet and lovely aspects to you. No other guru has taught in this way. It would not only be one who learns from a guru, thousands would learn from a guru. You learn so much from the Satguru. This is the mantra to control Maya. The five vices are called Maya. Wealth is called prosperity. You would say that Lakshmi and Narayan have a great deal of wealth. Lakshmi and Narayan cannot be called the mother and father. Adidev and Adidevi are called the world father and world mother. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, are not called that. They are the masters of heaven. We become so wealthy by taking the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. People go to Amba with many desires, whereas they go to Lakshmi for only wealth, not for anything else. Therefore, which one is greater? No one knows what they receive from Amba and what they receive from Lakshmi. They only ask for wealth from Lakshmi. You receive everything from Amba. Amba is more famous because the mothers have had to tolerate a great deal of sorrow. Therefore, the mothers are more famous. Acha, the father still says, remember the father and you will become pure. Remember the cycle and imbibe divine virtues. Make many similar to yourselves. You are students of God the Father. You became those in the previous cycle too. You now have the same aim and objective. This is the true story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Never hide your sickness from the surgeon. Save yourself from any evil spirits of Maya. You definitely have to do service in order to apply a tilak of sovereignty on yourself. 2. Become wealthy by filling yourself with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Do not now have any give and take with sinful souls. Pay full attention to this study. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of matter in this benevolent age. and benefit everyone. The Confluence Age is called the Benevolent Age. In this age, you constantly have to remember your self-respect of being a benefactor soul. Your duty is first to benefit yourself and then benefit everyone. Let alone human souls, you are those who benefit even matter. And so you are called conquerors of matter and conquerors of Maya. When you souls, you beings, become conquerors of matter, matter also then becomes a bestower of happiness. You cannot then be caught by any upheaval of matter or Maya. There cannot be any harmful influence by the atmosphere on you. Slogan: give respect to one another's ideas, and you will become souls who are worthy of respect. Om Shanti.